From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister visits Ramadi. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound in the key western city. Iraqi state television reported that the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no other details. An Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press the prime minister met with security and provincial officials. The fall of Ramadi to Islamic State in May was a big blow to Prime Minister Abadi's government and military as they struggled in their campaign to push back against the militants. There was more violence in northeastern Kenya on Monday as two civilians were killed when Kenyan military officers fired on a car in the Mandera region. Other incidents have raised concern about safety in the region where Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia are known to be active. VOA's Joe Craig speaks with analysts about what this violence means for Kenya's security.
The Mandera region in far northeastern Kenya has experienced a rash of attacks in recent weeks. On December 21st, Al-Shabaab militants shot at a passenger bus and then attempted to divide the passengers into groups based on religion, Muslim or Christian. 6 days later, militants killed two police officers and injured several others. The next day, Kenyan soldiers shot and killed two motorists they suspected of carrying weapons. Richard Tuta is a Homeland Security and counter-terror expert in Nairobi.
So those who are intending to attack those areas, they have realized that there are some soft spots. There are some gaps that are existing within the security systems.
Some of those gaps may be the result of the Kenyan intelligence community's limitations when it comes to quickly acting upon information. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
This is VOA News. In northern Nigeria, the death toll from insurgent attacks has gotten higher, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores more wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali. Belgian authorities have arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terror attacks in Brussels. They say they found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks that would target several emblematic places on New Year's Eve. Brussels is home to the headquarters of the European Commission and NATO, as well as offices of multiple UN agencies. Searches turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Israel's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert will serve 18 months in prison instead of 6 years in connection with a 2014 bribery conviction. Robert Berger files this report from Jerusalem.
Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday partially overturned a bribery conviction against former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. His sentence was reduced from 6 years to 18 months in prison. Olmert expressed relief, saying a great burden has been lifted from his heart. The ex-prime minister, who is 70, was convicted 2 years ago by a lower court of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes to promote a controversial real estate project in Jerusalem. This allegedly occurred when he served as the mayor of Jerusalem prior to becoming prime minister in 2006. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan has left at least 18 dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority. Deputy Inspector General Mardan Division Saeed Wazir told local media the attacker was on a motorbike and exploded his bomb vest when he rammed the gate. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,300 kilograms of low-enriched uranium has left Iran for Russia, part of the July nuclear deal with Iran, a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward fulfilling Tehran's commitment to the agreement in the world. Iran, awaiting the lifting of sanctions, is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium, redesigning a heavy water reactor so that it cannot be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.